everybody. It's Arlie from Creative Hues here. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're all doing well. I'm thinking of you guys, and I'm thinking of the creative career path today. My week has looked really quiet, and I really enjoyed it, but there's something that has been on my mind, and it's motivation to continue putting work out into the world. And what I notice is that I see these ebbs and flows in my creativity. I have this big show coming up. It's at the Blues Festival. It's about a month away. I'm opening the entire festival, and I'm feeling really nervous about it. It's going to be the biggest crowd I've ever played to. And I'm feeling nervous about it because I'm not practicing as much as I should be. And it's so interesting, when I'm not practicing or putting time into my own art, I tend to feel like I cannot do it anymore. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna like go on stage and I'm gonna suck. And you know, you get into this headspace like you just don't know how to play anymore, which is absolutely ridiculous because I've put in so many hours into my craft and into my singing. So it's interesting, the mind games that happen. Like, your mind is telling you all these untruths and is being disingenuous to yourself. And so what I have to do in those moments is remember to carve out a little bit of time to pick up my guitar. And I don't even have to hook up my drum kit or anything to it. It's essentially just picking up the guitar and singing with it. And once that happens, say for like an hour and a half, I feel so much better. It's like, unbelievably better, because I was able to, you know, see a benchmark of where I stand with my craft. So it's really interesting. And I know this happens to me, and I know that it's just a matter of me picking it up and practicing. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of that for myself in the next month. And so it feels really good. I'm on a high right now because I just spent actually 2 hours with my guitar going through a bunch of blues stuff, playing some slide. I've got so many songs coming out right now that are making me really happy, and I really need to get them out into the world. So yeah, I have a full blues album that needs to get out into the world, and I also have a full folk album. So I have 20 plus songs that need to get out into the universe. And so I'm trying to figure out ways to do that. I'm feeling a little bit nervous about that. I'm thinking about a Kickstarter campaign. I've never done one before, so the last CD was made completely with the money out of mine and my ex's pockets, and it was really quite successful. And I feel like this next one is going to even be more successful, and the one after that even more so. So I want to get a really good recording. I want to put some money into that. I want to put some money into hiring some musicians and actually paying them a decent wage. Because like we all know musicians, like we don't get paid a ton. Luckily here in my town, there are a bunch of beautiful businesses that pay us well. So that's really good. Especially if you can draw a crowd, you tend to, you know, get a little bit more, pay, and it's lovely. So yeah. So Kickstarter campaign, that's gonna be a new one for me. And it's interesting as an artist, and I don't know if you do this yourself, is asking for assistance. So it's hard to put yourself out there and ask people to support you in a way that feels good for them and also feels really good for you. So my Kickstarter campaign is going to have like a t-shirt and a CD package, or just a CD package, or just a t-shirt package. So I'm going to have some offerings which feel really good, but of course you kind of got to hike up the price of the offering. But yeah, so there is value that comes back to the person who pledges money for you. And yeah, so it's interesting because it's a hustle. What I'm noticing is like this music biz and everything that goes along with it, it's a hustle, people. If you're just expecting to post something out into the world and people are going to jump on board, man, it does not work like that. You need to be hustling and finding new friends and liking people's posts and, you know, finding different ways to connect with people. And that's what I really do. I do a lot of writing, so I connect with people through my writing, and then I also place a lot of my music on live video through Facebook, and I'm connecting with people through that because people share that, tend to share that on their pages, and I usually make a couple new friends by doing that. And it's, yeah, so it's like you gotta hustle a little bit. It's fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. So coming up to a new turn in my life too, where I'm starting my music studio up again. So I just had a nudge. I was just, as I'm talking to you guys, I just had a nudge to maybe instead of go 4 days into teaching, because I usually work 8 hours straight through, I think I might do 3 and then really concentrate on getting this next album out, because I feel like it's going to be a good one. I feel like it's almost worth the sacrifice in money for that, taking the extra day off and just getting that album out into the world. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of change coming up. You know, it's going to be a lot of growth, a lot of motivation needed. And I really feel like I'm taking time out right now to store up that bank of energy. And sometimes we need to do that too. Yeah, if you guys have any questions for me about, you know, how to connect with people or the hustle or anything, I'm so willing to have a chat and discussion with you about how to really connect into a community of people. I have a great community of people surrounding me. When people come to my shows, I'm consistently going up to different tables and chatting with people and making them feel welcome and making them feel wanted. I noticed that at the Blues, when I was down in Memphis, Tennessee for the Blues Challenge, I did that with the musicians too. Like, I really made a point to talk to all of the musicians that were in my category, shake hands with them, my competitors, really. You know, there's something to be said about connection, and I think people are really craving connection these days, and we just aren't getting it as much as we should be. And it's sad to me that, you know, there's a lot of very lonely people in this world, and really what we need to do is just make a point of connecting with people. So that's interesting. It's an interesting thought for me about how important it is to do that and make people feel like you're supporting them, which you are, you know? It's okay to support your competitors. It's okay to put a hand out and welcome that person in. It makes for good camaraderie and it makes for good companionship down the road. And there might be something that you need, or some assistance or some advice that you need down the road, and those people are going to be there for you, most likely. Most likely. So I want to leave you with that. Yes. So if you have any questions, I would love to answer them. It's because of my connection here in my community and how much time I spend with people that it really makes a difference for people coming out to my shows and supporting me. And I think that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. So I'm glad I can connect in here with you. It feels really good, even though I have a few listeners, and I want to thank those who listen to me. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and allowing me to be on this platform with you. There's some listeners that I can't see through Anchor though. So there's some other platforms that listeners are listening to me on, and I would like to reach out to you. Speaking of connection, get on my Facebook page, Arlie Hughes, and touch in with me. I'd love to know who you are, and who else is listening out there, because you're just not showing up, and I would love to have a reference and dig in and get to know you a little bit better. So thank you guys. Please keep creating, please keep motivating, painting, building, supporting, loving, drawing. Keep putting your creative work out into the world, because the world needs more of it. I love you, and we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.